We have Giselle Smith in from E-Town Lifestyle Magazine, and you brought in the next edition.
Yes. So the new magazine's actually been here since before Christmas. We've just been hanging on to it until the launch party.
Yeah.
Because it is the January version.
It is the January version, but we just wanted to get it printed before
holidays. Is this like a thicker, like more pages, more content than the first one?
It's definitely thicker. It definitely has more pages and more content. So we're super excited. So
I haven't had a chance to go through the whole thing yet.
But I would have come up with this idea. I'd have been like, I'm going to put out a magazine. And I'd have put all my great ideas out there, and then I'd be like, oh, I got nothing left for the next one. So the fact that you were able to come up with even more stuff, that's awesome.
So we actually planned out an editorial calendar for the year when we were first, and before there was ever a magazine, we were just kind of coming up with the concept. I had sat down with some local ladies. They actually work at HMH, Tracy Trout and Karen Blakelock. And we had kind of gone through some stories that they thought would do well here. And then we've added to that since then. But just before there was actually a magazine, we had a plan for the entire year's worth of articles. And then whatever has a great response, we'll probably do again next year. Some things we may not do again next year, and we'll come up with something new.
So it's really featuring all things local.
Yeah, everything is actually local.
So what are some of the things that are in here this time that weren't in there last time? Like last time there were recipes and from local people and stuff. So what are some of the things that really stand out to you more than others?
So our cover feature this issue is on New Year's resolutions. And we actually had different people from the community give tips and tricks on like reaching your goals this year, not just at the beginning of the year, but throughout the year and staying on track. And then, for this issue, being that it's coming out in January, we also have a wedding section. Last issue had an engagement season feature, and now is when lots of brides out there are engaged and the holidays are over and they're ready to start booking things for their weddings. So everything we used was local also. We have a really cool feature on downtown that was written by Kevin Addington that I really like. We did feature the first party in this issue. Our party on Saturday will be featured in the next issue.
Very good.
That's exciting.
So tell us about that launch party.
Okay, so our launch party on Saturday is from 4 to 7 p.m. It's at Flywheel Brewing. Flywheel is downtown. Their address is 218 South Mulberry, number 103. If you didn't know that we had our own local brewery, we actually do. You should totally come on Saturday. The first 50 guests will receive a swag bag. Some different businesses locally contributed to those. We're actually stuffing those tomorrow. So if you're a local business and you didn't bring your stuff by Kendall Radford's office on Mulberry, please bring your stuff.
That is the friendliest nudging I ever heard in my life. That was very nice.
It was friendly. So the party will have swag bags. Of course, we're giving out the new magazine to everyone who attends. There's local craft beer. So we'll have beer. Amazing Glaze and Donuts is doing a cool assortment of donuts, and we have some other like stuff from Courtney Ballard at Hip South Downtown. So I know she did a cool backdrop, and then we have some other stuff with giveaways that
super uptown, super
yes.
scaled up. I love it.
It really is, and I love that. You know, it's bringing. I feel like it is really elevating E-Town. E-Town is already awesome. But, you know, to highlight all of this and to do it so well, and you really have a gift with this. And so I appreciate your efforts because I know this is a lot. You know, you just had a baby.
Literally. This is a new baby. This isn't like a year old baby. This is a brand new baby.
Yeah, he's like a week old. Hopefully he doesn't start crying right
now. If he does, this is real life.
That's life. Babies cry. Henry is his name, and he is as cute as can be. And we're so happy for your family. And, so this is the second one, and this will be four times a year.
Yes.
And they are free, and they're available at tons of businesses, including the Quixie Studios. So when you're looking for one of these, you'll be able to get one.
If you don't make it to the launch party.
There you go.
You can go to the launch party.
They'll be out all over town. We did 70 locations last time. We are looking to add some locations that they'll be available at this time. We increased our print, so we're printing more magazines. They're already printed. They're here. We can distribute to some additional locations. We're also wanting to take them to local events and be able to pass them out at events that are happening.
So if somebody wants to have them available at their business, then they just contact you to let you know?
Yes. So we are a little bit selective about what types of businesses they go in. We want businesses that have like waiting rooms where people are hanging out and they would be reading a magazine, or businesses where people are shopping or eating. So that's kind of what we're going for. We also have them in some dentist offices, different places throughout HMH, like by the gift shop and then the surgery center. So, yeah.
That makes sense. You know, well done. So the launch party is January 11th at Flywheel Brewing. At what time again?
4 to 7 p.m.
Okay. And find out more information online?
Actually, if you're coming, please register on Eventbrite. There's a link on our Facebook, a link on our Instagram, or you can go to Eventbrite directly and search it. We are close to 100 RSVPs right now, and a lot of people have not RSVP'd, but they're like, I'm coming, and I'm super excited to see you all there, even if you don't RSVP, but just so we have an idea of a headcount, it'd be awesome. Awesome if you RSVP'd.
Again, the friendliest nudging I've ever heard in my life. So basically, if you didn't bring your stuff for the swag bag, get off your duff and get it done. I'll be the mean one for you. And if you haven't gone to Eventbrite and registered, do it now. And that's basically the nicest way I know how to put that.
It wasn't as nice as the way she did it, but you were effective.
I think.
All right, Giselle Smith with E-Town Lifestyle Magazine. Thanks for coming in, and thanks for bringing Henry.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
We are Quixie 98.3.